Are you limping?
Yeah. I hurt my ankle back when...
I am going to destroy you!
What about your ankle?
Pain in ankle means not caught yet!
I'm just saying you should at least read through it before you declare it all bad.
Bah! The whole idea of a fourth edition just reeks of them attempting to corner the moon.
Did you just see that?
You mean the giant's signal that it is time to quit and find a new job? Why, yes. Yes, I did.
What the frig? What was that? Are they doing construction? I don't remember getting a memo about...
Must every adventure we have involve you losing more and more clothes?
Blah, blah, blah. I'm Anna and I whine about everything.
Okay, our first priority is to find Hannah. She's likely in great danger on her own in a place like this.
Oh, hello, sisters. It's good to see you both. Hope you are.
I guess we move on to the next priority.
Ooh, forget that. I hear a new priority.
Shanna?
Yes, my dearest and most wonderful sister?
This one is all yours.
Finally, a real fight!
Should we help?
Don't worry. Shanna is involved. The only thing to worry about is property damage.
There you two are. Are you okay?
I'm missing my tail. And my leg.
Oof. Don't worry. Once Shanna is done taking care of that guard, we can regroup and take this place down. I doubt this baddie has too many goons left. So we need to go.
Quite the accurate grip you have there. Do you happen to freelance as a masseuse?
After kicking the snot out of us, they carried us to the main chamber. Ugh, forgot how many times I got beat down in this story.
Yeah! What's up with that?
I was literally 2 days out of adventuring school. Most new adventurers pair up until they have enough experience under their belt.
If you say so. So let's get back to the part where you, a crippled undead, and an unconscious mythos, were hauled away by a single foe.
I knew I should have told the second time I fought Dark Pegasus. I took a whole room of Death Knights with only a spork.
Sure you did.
I woke to the sound of angry voices. Well, angry voice.
I sent you specifically to handle a disturbance. And yet, I am still hearing it. How is it that you return and the noise is still happening? You know what this is? This is a pile of girls. This is also known as failure. This time I want you to... It stopped. How peculiar. I guess it fixed itself. Well, with that no longer a concern, what do we have here? Maidens? Ah, yes, the maidens I requested, no doubt. My apologies. I have no need for maidens anymore. I have found a much better resource. You are free to leave. Good day.
Wait, what? You're letting us go? Just like that? Isn't that, well...
What? Not evil? I didn't realize I was getting my villainy reviewed. I guess I'd better go out and eat some infants or sack a village for no apparent reason. Because one can't be evil unless they engage in cliché acts of pointless maliciousness.
Well, you are holed up in a dark room here.
Point. Though that is mainly because the power went out due to that strange disturbance.
Ah.
Finally, the lights seem to be back. I haven't even started my plan and things are messing up. I can only expect that when my plans actually do begin, that there will be no end of troubles. Opposing politics, undermining minions, adventurers coming out of the woodwork.
Wow. Working for the forces of evil sounds complicated.
Oh, don't get me started on the paperwork. 500 years ago, never had to apply for a permit.
But I digress. I have wasted both my time and yours. I know I have many things left to do, and odds are you have some sort of family to get back to. I highly doubt that you have any desire to listen to my ranting, and I have little desire to...
Oh, Frigg.
Pardon me for a second. Also, you may want to step back a bit. Undead tend to splatter. So, which group is it this time? X? Windsors? Or are you just a fool looking to make a name for yourself?
Oh, get over yourself! It was your own stupid minions that hauled me here. I wouldn't have come within 100 miles of this place if I knew you were infesting it.
I feel like I am missing something important here.
I swear, if you ask for a monologue, I will change my aim to you.
If you won't tell, then I will. This is Dark Pegasus. Or at least that's what he calls himself these days. And he's more or less the creator of the undead race. Many years back, he tried to raise the dead to create an army, but he forgot to remove the free will of those he raised. Since then, he's been hunting down and destroying all the undead he comes across.
Hunting down? My, what a dismally one-sided story you have. And here I thought the undead were only fed flesh. If anyone has been hunted, it has been me. Either by some ne'er-do-well undead wanting revenge, or your cults that feel their creator should join their ranks. It is bad enough you are a race of wasted potential and a symbol of my biggest failure. That you continue to track me down and then accuse me of being in pain is laughable. I have accepted my previous failure. And yes, I have even learned from it. Now I am moving on. I think it is time for all of us to move on. Some more than others. I offer this advice to you two. If you're going to destroy something, do it mid-dialogue. They always expect you to finish talking first. Good day.
You! There was no reason to do that! None! I'm going to...
Going to what? Going to act emotional and predictable. Is that it? Please understand that I do understand. However, you are still young. Still naive. Foolish. So I am giving you one chance. Swallow your pride and walk away. Learn from your mistakes and become stronger. If you try further foolishness, I will kill you. So do this smart thing and leave. One must overcome petty emotions. They are for children. Or worse, females. I must confess, I found your other form a lot more pleasing to the eye.
Gotta focus. Need to find something to distract him for mana. Some sort of diversion. Or some sort of... Why, hello, opportunity. Come on in.
This cloak was a gift!
So, I grab the weapon, and with a shout, I race towards Dark Pegasus. Which, in hindsight, was stupid, since it made him aware I was coming. Allowed him to counterattack. It was then that I realized that I was somewhat in over my head.
You disappoint me, little boy.
What?
Lord Pegasus?
What is it now, Cass?
He shot you? Did you survive?
Oh, I think he's coming too! Fabu! Hey there, can you hear me?
Huh? What happened?
Heh, you fought the wall and the wall won!
Girk!
I knew there was no lung puncture. He screams too well for one.
Springy little fellow, isn't it?
Get me out of here! What the? Shanna? How did you get here? What is she doing here?
Relax, Dana. This is Alikia. We're friends now.
Sorry about earlier, by the way.
After finding our way down to the cellar, we called a truce.
And then I punched her.
Good one.
Wait, what about Anna? Where is she?
She's fine, Dana. The Dark Pegasus shattered her jaw, but a good day in the sun will fix that, no problem. We were more worried about you, to be honest. The blast should have torn you in two, but your secret dress thingy absorbed the magic. Of course, the impact still knocked the wind out of you when you hit the wall.
I see. I guess that explains the incredible pain in my abdomen.
Nah, pain is good. Pain means you aren't dead or undead yet. Before you ask, yes, Hannah is gone. Her soul is beyond.
She is? I'm so sorry.
No, say no more. I will mourn when I am ready. Right now, my heart desires vengeance, and yet I am denied. My sister slain and her killer gone. He must have known I would have destroyed him if he stayed. No doubt he's hidden away, hiding and scheming and fearing the day that I shall find him.
Will you just order already?
Oh, I am so sorry that I like to actually know what I am ordering.
And that was that. Alika went off to report this to her kingdom. The Amazons also left to bury what was left of Hannah and heal Anna. And me? I limped home feeling terrible about all the things I thought I should have done.
There you are! Why, hello there, hero. We were all getting worried about you. All your friends are here to congratulate you on graduating adventuring school. What's wrong, Dan? You look so sad. Oh, I know. First day out and couldn't find a single adventure, huh? Don't worry, Sugar. I'm sure you'll find one soon enough. Or not?
Dark Pegasus is a terrible creature. No regard for anyone or anything. After that night, I made a vow to avenge Hannah and be ready should I face him again.
Still, kind of a downer of a first adventure.
Well, yeah, it was terrible, but it taught me a lot of things, like not relying on luck, and keeping one's cool in a dire situation.
And how is it okay to kill others as long as they kill your friends first?
Exactly! Wait, what? Fee, this isn't about revenge.
But you just said you made a vow to avenge her.
There is a difference, Fee. This is duty. I don't want to kill anyone.
Then why kill him at all? Bring him in for his crimes.
It wouldn't work. No court would hold him accountable.
Exactly. So you take matters into your own hands, saving your kind against your foes. Kill them before you kill you. Justice. A vengeance.
Will you stop making what I say sound like it is worse than what it is?
Why are you getting so upset? I am agreeing with you. Sheesh.
Look. We aren't killing Dark Pegasus. We are stopping him from coming back to life.
And what if the folks bringing him back don't like that plan?
I do what needs to be done. It's what I do.
I am not going to lay back and just let them kill whoever they want. In this world, it is us or them, and I refuse to go out without a fight. And fight I will. Even if I have to kill every one of them with my own bare hands.
Ugh. Why is it when I use my head, it is often my tummy that hurts?
Well, this is the address.
Seriously? Wow. Not what I expected.
Let me recheck the paper. Oh! My bad. It's the next address over. You know, I want to say something about this situation, but I got nothing.
I always wondered what a statue of a horse eating a dragon would look like. So, what now, champ?
I'm going to ring the doorbell.
Seriously?
Yeah. Keep in mind who sent me here. Creepy house or not, I am not going to just kick the door down without any actual evidence.
Dan? Does this count as them letting you in? Dan? Hello? It's times like this I wish gravity wasn't optional for my kind.
Well, I guess it's time to...
Woo! I found gravity! So it turns out I can adjust my gravity at will. Neat, huh?
We'll talk later. Right now, we need to be on guard. The fact that there is no trap at the bottom means there is likely some nasty surprise waiting for us.
Dan? Is that you? Holy nights, it is! What are you doing here?
Whoa, it may be my angle, but I'm going to disagree with your definition of nasty.
Ooh, who is it, honey? Did Biggs finally send some goons?
No, Mom, calm down. It's one of my friends.
Your friends? Lorenda, what have I told you about inviting guests over at times like these?
What? You haven't told me anything.
Oh. I guess I didn't. Still, this is the worst time for company. Stupid Biggs! He's late! Late!
Ugh. Don't mind my mom. She gets really stressed out whenever she's bringing Uncle Aleph back from the dead.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Tell me about it. You would think after the first two times she did it...
Lorenda, did your uncle happen to go by the name Dark Pegasus?
Dark Pegasus? Such a retarded name. I told him that many times. Always better to have your real name be attached to your deeds, I say. Huh. Speaking of attached, I guess it's a good thing I haven't finished laying out this pit trap.
How so? Are you adding spikes?
Oh no, already added those. I haven't installed the trampoline yet. So, friend of Lorenda, I may be crazy, but someone who knows Aleph by his nickname showing up strikes me as a little crazy as well. Am I right? I am. So did Biggs send you Mr. What is your name?
Dan. Daniel Tifiona.
What? Did you just say Daniel Tifiona?
Yes.
Oh my, this has just gotten awkward. And I think I like it. Well now, we simply must battle.
What? Mom?
Oh, don't worry about it, dear. It won't be fatal. Just a spar. This is the fellow who has been killing Aleph. I can't miss an opportunity to see if I'm better than my brother. I've always wanted to face off against my brother's slayer, to see if it was skill or luck that resides in his young, limber-looking... Actually, now that I think about it, I don't really want to fight him anymore.
Mom! What are you doing, Mom? Knock it off!
Seriously, sweetie, if you want me to stop, you need to start making uglier friends. I mean, really, look at him. He's incubus level hot. Why have you not tied him to your bed yet?
This is not a conversation I want to have in front of my friend, Mom.
Honey, do you have the gay?
What is wrong with you? For the last time, I'm not gay!
You can be honest. I have prepared myself to love you no matter what. All right, jeez. I'll behave, for now. Either way, how about we all head out of here? This pit is 10 levels of dusty, and I don't want to get this dress...
A vengeance!
I'm guessing this is yours? Cute. Though, I would have preferred you trying this tactic.
Ma'am, I won't mince words. You know I am here to stop Dark Pegasus from being brought back. This isn't the situation I expected, but it doesn't remove the fact I still intend to do it.
How refreshing. The direct approach. So, if I was to try to raise my brother...
I will stop you.
At any and all costs?
At any and all costs.
Wonderful. Here you go.
What? What's this?
The bill. For canceling the ceremony? I prefer cash, but checks also work. I care deeply for my brother. When he first gave me the notes on how to possibly bring him back, I promised I would do whatever was in my power. Not that I didn't have my reservations about it. The main one being that since I brought him back, and every time after, he seems to be less himself. It's like a part of his soul disappears in the process.
And you don't stop because...
The ritual requires a full body, and someone seems to keep putting one in the ground. Cremation, Daniel. It works wonders.
So, how are you doing today, Dan?
Oh, fine. I guess. Yeah.
Oh, frig, this is awkward. What do I say? Do I apologize? Do I make some sort of excuse? Are Dan and Mom going to break into fighting any second? What should I do?
Oh, Daniel, before we enter, I should let you know that we have a strict no shirt, no shoes policy here. You're going to have to remove that shirt.
Oh, right. I do the exact opposite of my mom.
The Soul Stealer family has a long history of prestige and power. Being one of the founding families of Zvint, we have always had a namesake when it comes to...